Hello, this is Dale Connolly from The Morning Show with a collection of bits taken from our daily broadcast. This week, spring has sprung in the woods. We'll hear from a furry friend who found a cell phone. There's an Earth Day special at Wally's in Timida, and Bud Buck looking for an angle on the Pennsylvania primary. We'll find something, and there is a groundhog involved. So please, if you care at all about the animal vote, stay tuned. This is The Morning Show on Minnesota Public Radio, and the current in the Twin Cities at 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on the 18th of April. And here's a surprise, joining us live by cell phone from the woods, Bart the Bear. Good morning, Bart.
It's spring, and I'm awake, and I just wanted everybody to know that it's getting to be the human-bear encounter season again, and I'm really looking forward to that.
You are? You really?
Yeah.
That's very nice to hear.
I made some notes here on a pizza box. I found just a few things I wanted to say about it.
Was there pizza in the pizza box?
No. There was some dried cheese on it, though.
I bet that was good.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
You seem pretty organized today, because when we talked to you 6 weeks ago, you were in a state you described as torpor, a kind of a half-sleep.
We talked 6 weeks ago.
You were having dreams about berries then, about huge berries rolling down a mountainside, and you were digging into the ground and finding out the earth is just a big fat berry that you could eat.
Well, how'd you know that?
Why?
Boy, that's creepy. Here I was going to say we should all decide that we're just going to get along, you know, and not invade each other's space this year. And now I find out you've been inside my mind, messing around in there, just reading my dreams.
Well, but anything I know about your dreams is only what you told me, because you talked when you were in that state of torpor.
I talk in my torpor?
You're a torpor talker. Yes, you are. And that's okay.
Did I say anything that was interesting? Or revealing, or private in any way?
Just the stuff I already said about berries, and some other things about really liking marshmallows.
Oh, that.
I mean, you said people come into the woods, and they'll build a fire and make s'mores.
Yeah.
And you find marshmallows that fell in the dirt, and they left them behind, and you really like those, and they're just about your favorite food. Is that embarrassing to you?
Well, no. That gets back to what I wanted to say, though, about food.
Uh-huh.
You know, don't bring bags of marshmallows into the woods to leave for the bears, okay? I'm trying to lose weight this year.
Oh, okay.
I made a resolution.
Okay.
I'm trying to lay off the junk.
All right.
I want to have you know berries and other things that bears eat, and not so many chips, okay?
Uh-huh.
And crackers and cheese and stuff. I mean, that cheese in a can. Man, I love that. But it's really bad for me.
Well, I think that's bad for everyone.
But it squirts right out of there.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat.
But so the message is, don't feed the bears? I mean, don't people know that already?
Well, you'd be surprised. Uh-huh. You know how often I have to say, no thanks, that's not in my diet.
So people, they offer you stuff directly then?
Well, not face-to-face so much. They leave it out where I can find it, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's all sorts of stuff.
Uh-huh.
What are they doing in the woods in the winter anyway? Shouldn't they be all snug and warm in their homes? I mean, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, but you know, sometimes you've just got to go have a pizza in the woods.
Oh.
I'm guessing that's what happened in that case with the box you found, especially, you know, in spring when food is scarce out there.
Yeah, well, right now I'm supposed to be eating grass and twigs and buds, okay?
Okay.
Not half-finished bags of Fritos and Funyuns and stuff like that.
So basically, then, this is a cry for help.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Just help me out, okay? If you got to eat in the woods, eat the stuff I would eat, okay? Twigs, you know, and grasses and buds. I know it's a little crunchy and dry, but you get used to it. And it's great roughage, really. Really cleans you out.
That's good to know.
Absolutely.
But if people are competing with you for the same things you eat in the woods...
Well, bring it in with you, okay? Just don't come in here, you know, and eat my stuff.
Okay.
I mean, look around where you live, okay? Gather up some twigs and grasses and buds from there.
Okay.
And bring them along.
Okay.
And if you have a little chunk of a dead tree, you know, and you peel up the bark, and there are lots of little wiggly, crawly, crunchy things under there that are good to eat.
Okay.
So bring that and some of that. Just forget it in the woods.
Oh, just, okay? They leave it behind
just
for you.
Just put it down. It'll look natural.
Right.
But no boxes of donuts. No donuts, please.
Because you don't want any donuts. You don't like them.
No, I love donuts.
Oh, you do love donuts.
That's the problem.
So this morning, then, a plea coming in from the woods.
Protect me from what I want, okay? Please.
It's a little cooperative venture, then, and perhaps Bart, should you encounter him, will protect you from something you want.
Yes.
Although I don't know what that would be.
Now that you mentioned donuts, I am drooling all over myself. Thank you very much.
So you need to hydrate also after your long nap. Joining us by cell phone from the woods, Bart the Bear, and we thank him. It's Earth Day, and this section of our show is brought to you by the Sherpa Sport Utility Vehicle from Intimida. It's a mighty big car. Get a Sherpa on deep, deep discount during the Earth Day sale going on now at Wally's Intimida.
That's correct. Honor the Earth by buying a Sherpa, the largest passenger car on the planet.
So, Wally, tell us more about how it honors the Earth to buy a Sherpa.
Well, the Earth is big. The Sherpa is big. The Earth is careening madly through space. In your Sherpa, you can also careen madly through space's countryside if that's where you choose to go. Plus, the Earth has volcanoes and geysers that belch smoke and particles into the atmosphere. And your Sherpa has two massive chrome-plated tailpipes that do the very same thing.
Uh-huh. So what you're saying, then, is that the Sherpa Sport Utility Vehicle and the Earth have a lot in common.
Yes, they're almost identical.
Uh-huh.
They both have their own gravity. They both have their own weather. And the Earth, you know, is a ball of rocks surrounded by a cloud of gas, otherwise known as the atmosphere. And the Sherpa is also surrounded by a cloud of gas. This mixes with the atmosphere and just makes it thicker.
It makes it thicker.
That's what I said. It makes it thicker, the atmosphere.
But what if it becomes difficult to breathe, then?
Well, it's quite simple. You get into your Sherpa and drive to someplace new where there's fresh air. That's the beauty of having instant transportation available to you on this big, beautiful planet. Just climb in and go.
So the message is the Sherpa is a great car for traveling.
Yes, and it's a great car for not traveling, too. It's got a built-in home theater system with a screen so big, you know, it's like going to a drive-in without actually having to drive anywhere.
So for Earth Day, buy a Sherpa and stay home.
Yeah.
In glorious luxury. It's a great option, especially if you can't afford gas.
Just rent travel movies, then sit in the car and watch them. You may believe you're going places. And when the kids say, "Are we there yet?" you can say, "Sure." Unlock the doors and then let them out. Let them play a bit, and then they can climb back into the car for popcorn and a second feature.
So whether you're going somewhere or going nowhere and staying put, the Sherpa is a great family car.
And may I suggest,
yes,
order the optional planter boxes. You can decorate it with pretty flowers for spring.
Thanks, Wally.
You want to use plastic flowers, though.
Wally of Wally's Intimida. Stop by, see him, get a great deal during the Earth Day sale from the Sherpa Sport Utility Vehicle. It's a mighty big, mighty versatile car. Good morning on this Monday. It's the 21st of April. This is the morning show on Minnesota Public Radio in the Twin Cities, The Current, and joining us live from hotly contested Pennsylvania, our staff correspondent, Bud Buck.
Bud Buck here, live in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where we're waiting for the groundhog to come out. Should be any moment now.
Bud,
that we're, yes,
Bud,
what?
It isn't Groundhog Day. It's a surprisingly important presidential primary for the Democrats tomorrow.
Well, of course I know that. But the rumor is that Punxsutawney Phil, the famous groundhog, is going to endorse one of the candidates here.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that would be a good story to interest people who find themselves, well, a little bit bored by the whole thing.
Right, but Bud, how could a groundhog, which is a creature that can't vote and doesn't speak, how can a groundhog endorse anyone?
Rumor has it, Dale, he comes out of his hole with his ears sticking out.
Yes.
That indicates one candidate.
Okay.
If he appears wearing a little groundhog-sized pantsuit, that would be the other candidate.
Yeah, but so what, really? I mean, who cares about the political opinion of a groundhog?
In Pennsylvania, a surprisingly large number of people actually do.
But wouldn't it be better for you, mm-hmm. as a journalist, to focus on the candidates themselves and ask tough questions rather than worrying over endorsements and friendships and peripheral things like that?
Well, we have asked the tough questions, and we found out people aren't interested in those answers.
Uh-huh.
So now we're going to the quirky, ridiculous, fun questions, which I did over the weekend when I used email to pose this puzzler to both candidates.
Yes?
If you could be a tree in the forest, which tree would you be?
Uh-huh.
And believe you me, the answers were very telling, Dale.
Uh-huh.
Very, very interesting. Both candidates said, that's a stupid question.
Uh-huh. So,
uh-huh.
what do you take from that?
Well, I'm a journalist, Dale.
I
don't accept the first answer, of course.
Yeah.
But you can't get rid of me that easy.
Right.
I follow up, I dig deep, I drill down.
Uh-huh.
And so I wrote back and said, please elaborate.
Ah.
So Senator Obama's people responded saying, this is a silly distraction.
Yeah.
And Senator Clinton's people said, ask us something harder.
Yeah.
They were both trying to change the subject, as you can see there. I knew I was onto something.
Uh-huh.
But since I was being stonewalled at the official level, I stayed focused on my goal, and I went instead to some influential supporters to get their take on this.
Ah, okay. The superdelegates, you mean?
No. You think it's easy to talk to a superdelegate?
I don't know.
No, instead I went to ordinary people. Dale, people who are actually hungry for attention. Because if you're going to do this kind of reporting, you need to find people who desperately want to be noticed.
You're like a bulldog on this tree question.
I am.
So, and what did they tell you, the ordinary people?
Jim, uh-huh. an Obama supporter, said that his candidate, if he could be a tree in the forest, would be a mighty, lofty, inspirational sequoia.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked Dolores, a Clinton supporter, the same question, and she said her candidate would be a plucky aspen tree,
uh-huh.
which is fast-growing, hard-working, and thanks to its intricate underground root system, it will keep popping up even after you think you have cut it down. And then she punched me.
She punched you?
Well, not hard.
Okay.
But with intensity.
Yes.
It was full of meaning.
And what did it mean, do you think?
I think it meant, don't ask me another question, walk away now.
Ah.
So I did.
All right,
and
then.
And that's why I'm here, waiting for an endorsement from Pennsylvania's favorite son, or daughter, I'm not quite sure.
Right.
The ever-popular and enigmatic Punxsutawney Phil.
Uh-huh.
And, well, this appears to be the moment of truth. A furry head is emerging from the earth,
And?
Yes.
What?
Oh, it looks like a groundhog.
Okay.
But no ears.
What about a pantsuit?
No pantsuit.
Does it have a flag pin on its lapel, maybe?
Well, there are no lapels out there, so I guess that means no endorsement.
No endorsement. After that whole thing, endorsement? What a letdown that is, bud.
Well, however, this does mean there will be at least 6 more weeks of campaigning, which is good news for those of us who need to keep our jobs.
I guess.
So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, bud. Joining us live from Pennsylvania with a seemingly endless report, our correspondent, Bud Buck. That's this week's podcast. The morning show is heard Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on 89.3 The Current in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Most of our show is also on Minnesota Public Radio's region-wide network. Thanks to Jim Ed Poole for the character voices, to Mike Pengra for being our producer, and to Michael Wells of Minnesota Public Radio's new media department for putting us online. If you have any comments about the Morning Show podcast, please send them along to morningshow@mpr.org. Thank you so much for your time and attention. There will be another podcast in 1 week. See you then.